home of Newt Gingrich. And one of the things that we haven't really talked about, we probably will, and that is this whole notion of how kids are going to be impacted by this mask mandate for years to come. Or are they going to bounce back? We'll talk about that. Coming up, Pat Casale. If you are unemployed, I've got very good news for you on the healthcare front. Or at least Pat Casale does. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. In a meeting of CDC advisors, Chairman Jose Romero, who's Arkansas's health director, announces the panel has voted to recommend resuming the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine.
10 in favor, 4 opposed, and 1 abstention. The motion carries. The Janssen COVID vaccine is recommended for persons under 18 years of age and older in the U.S. population under the FDA's emergency use authorization.
Out of nearly 8 million people vaccinated before the U.S. suspended J&J's shot, health officials uncovered 15 cases of a highly unusual kind of blood clot, 3 of them fatal. All were women, mostly younger than 50. But advisors to the CDC said Friday the vaccine's benefits outweigh that serious but small risk, especially against a virus that's still infecting tens of thousands of Americans every day. Republican Caitlyn Jenner will run for governor of California, injecting a jolt of celebrity into an emerging campaign that threatens to oust Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office.
Jenner, an Olympic icon, reality TV personality, and transgender rights activist, said in a statement posted on Twitter and an accompanying website that she has filed initial paperwork to run for the post. Newsom, a first-term Democrat, is facing a likely recall election this year, though officials are still reviewing petition signatures required to qualify the proposal for the ballot. The race has failed to attract a nationally recognized contender before the entrance of 71-year-old Jenner, who is widely known for cable TV reality shows. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Leaders of a North Carolina city where a black man was shot and killed by deputies serving search and drug-related warrants are planning to urge the sheriff to release body camera video of the shootings. The calls for transparency come amid growing concern Andrew Brown Jr. was killed as he was trying to drive away. On Wall Street, that up by 227 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 404. This is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A Henderson man will spend 18 months in prison for his role in a $9 million mortgage fraud scheme. The court case alleged that Joseph Gonzalez used bogus information and loan applications at multiple banks to attempt to get home equity lines of credit on homes he didn't own. The 46-year-old previously pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit bank fraud. He was the sixth person to be convicted in connection with that multi-million dollar scheme. A man who had been on the run for 27 years is now back in custody here in Nevada. Samuel Gallardo was arrested in Mexico after escaping Nevada Corrections custody in 1994. The 52-year-old was found in Mexico last January, then arrested and extradited back to the Silver State to serve out the rest of his 40-year sentence for his 1992 DUI conviction for causing the death of 18-year-old Gary Selby Jr. Will former President Donald Trump run again in 2024? Well, you can bet on it, literally. BetOnline.ag is an offshore sports book and is offering odds on 20 people running for president, including Donald Jr. and Ivanka, plus 120. Those are not bad odds.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Watch for a crash near the right lane. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. You're congested all the way back to Bonanza there on Interstate 15 southbound. Reduced speeds also 15 north at Charleston. And do expect some delays near the California border. 15 south near Prim, there's a crash on the left shoulder.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So I'm driving to McDonald's today, okay? And my car phone goes off, and I look on the caller ID, and it's Pat Casale. And I say, Pat, good morning. And he's like out of breath, excited. And he says, Kev, I've got this news that just cannot wait. This is great news for folks here in Nevada. And I said, well, let's see if we can get you on the show this afternoon. And so here he is, Pat Casale, owner of the MultiCare Group, our go-to guy when it comes to health insurance. And he joins us now. You were breathless, man. You were out of breath.
Well, because, I mean, it's more of a shock than anything else, but it's called ARPA, the American Rescue Plan Act, which actually took effect on the 20th of April. And folks that were on the exchange, thanks to this plan, are probably going to see their premium monthly costs go down, their benefits get increased. People who are in excess of 400% of the federal poverty level who didn't qualify for subsidy are now going to qualify for subsidy. And it all predicated around one thing. If you received one unemployment check, if you received an unemployment check and you're on the exchange, you're in for an incredible change to your benefits. And it started April 20th. So Nevada Health Link will, with full implementation of the ARPA, will provide larger subsidies and better benefits for everybody. Nevada Health Link will extend the duration of the special enrollment period through the 15th of August for a September 1 effective date. This is going to be for the rest of the year. This benefit's going to go into play. And there's some talk that it could go on through next year as well. It's very interesting. I have my reasoning behind it. My opinion is why, on a federal level, they're doing this. This is not specific to Nevada. This is a national thing that the Biden administration is doing. But if you're out there and you're on the exchange and you got questions, you can give us a call.
That
if
is
you're
amazing.
Off the exchange, you can actually give us a call. We'll get you on the exchange. We'll switch your insurance. And there's a legitimate chance that your premium will be next to nothing. But better yet, your deductible could be as low as zero, and you're out of pocket only $1,000.
So why didn't we hear about this when, you know, in the ramp up to that legislation? Tell me why we didn't know about it.
Well, because we're all learning about it now. And actually, I've had clients calling me previously for the last few weeks saying, hey, I'm getting free insurance. And we would call up HealthLink. And even the people at HealthLink said, we know nothing about it. It's based upon your income. This was all pending. Now, there's also other things pending with regard to the infrastructure plan that's out there. We believe that there's a good possibility, which it hasn't been thrown down the gauntlet yet, with regard to how they're going to change healthcare. But this could be part of the steps that the Biden administration puts forth with regard to healthcare. And we now, with all the tax increases that they're talking about, they're going to need a lot of money, buddy. And I don't know how they're going to exclude people making $400,000 and less, because they're going to need a lot of money. They're giving away money like it's going out of style.
Well, let me just ask you, and I just want to reinforce this, and because I know a lot of people that are out of work that have received one or more checks from Dieter. I know an equal amount that haven't received squat from Dieter. Well, that's for another show. But for the unemployed, this is a big deal. Am I right?
Actually, for those that are employed buying their own insurance, this is a huge deal. Here's the deal. If you got one unemployment check, you qualify for these benefits. You could be working now. You could have got unemployment in the last year. You're eligible for this plan. They're buying business, Kevin.
Wow. And one of the problems we've had in our state over the years has been health insurance companies have not embraced us as they have other states. And there was a time when some counties had one and probably none when it comes to health insurance companies offering programs. Is that changing? And if so, why?
It's changing, but it won't change right now. The same plant carriers that have been playing ball in 21 will be the same carriers you can go with. But what's interesting, Hometown Health will be on the exchange next year. That's another new carrier, and they're primarily a PPO. Their network is good, but it's not great in the South. They're much better in the North. The reality is, and a friend of mine believes that this is one step towards this, you know, socialized medicine. I said no, but it's possible that we won't be able to buy insurance off exchange. Everybody may go on the exchange if the government keeps writing out the checks. The problem is, Kevin, I don't know where they're going to get the money. I'm being honest with you. They're trying to go after all these companies that are out there trying to peddle insurance cover or insurance-like benefits. You got a lot of companies out there saying to people, hey, we have these new plans, and they're really good, but they're really crap, and they're not what they say they are, okay? And that's the problem. They're not real insurance. When somebody calls you up on the phone and says, hey, we have this plan. It's a little bit cheaper than what you're buying, and it's got no deductible, and it's got all these copays. The key question is it a qualified health plan? And the answer is if they say yes, they're lying. As soon as they ask you a medical question, you need to call the Department of Insurance. I've become a real hawk on this, and I've been reporting people left and right to the DOI because, frankly, I don't need my reputation tarnished by some brokers trying to steal commissions.
Good point. Good point. If folks want to reach out to you and find out more about this major breaking news on the health insurance front, how can they reach you? How can they talk to you?
I would prefer them to call my cell phone, 702-286-1014, 702-286-1014. And, you know, it's interesting. When I told you last week about people that were on COBRA, or it could have been COBRA, they didn't take the COBRA, now they can get it for free. We offer these services free. We're not asking for you to sign up with us. If you want to, you can. But if you want to have information at your disposal, give us a call. We're here to help.
Okay. I want to take you into politics because there's been breaking news just in the last couple of days. Barb Zagafsky, the Secretary of State, a Republican, has come out and said that there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the state of Nevada. Give me what you know about it. Supposedly, the state party submitted thousands of pages of documents and affidavits, and still we get no, you know, as Rodney Dangerfield used to say, don't get no respect from the Secretary of State's office. What is going on?
Okay, there was a call today, in fact, at 10 o'clock, from Clark County Republican Party with Ms. Zagafsky and her associate. And here's the problem. There was a lot of evidence submitted, and she basically came out and said, "There's no more. We're done. It's a close. It's closed. Shut case. It's all done." But then today she's sitting there saying, "Well, you know, we have investigations open, etc." Well, if you would have come out in the news and said we're going to investigate, and it's pending, and we'll see what happens, that'd have been fine. But she didn't do that. She clearly came out and said there was nothing. This was one of the most clean elections we've ever had, which is not true. Even based on today's audio, which I taped, it's not accurate. And frankly, I thought today's Zoom call wasn't very positive for her either. I mean, I think she's made a lot of mistakes. I think if she would have took the time to show up to the state party meeting, because this talking and rumbling was going on up there, then she could have doused the fire. But she didn't do that. And so, based upon what we've seen as far as evidence is concerned, and the state party has a lot of evidence, they're trying to say, well, a lot of this evidence is not really real. It's discredited. But then they're turning around today, they're saying, we are investigating certain things. Well, if you would have just came out and said, we're doing these investigations, it takes time, it's not going to overturn an election right now, then nobody could complain. That's fair. That would have been a fair game play. That would have been a fair game answer. But instead, you give us, this is one of the cleanest elections of all time. That was inaccurate, and unfortunately, it's that type of inaccuracy that's put this whole state in an uproar. And a lot of people that were on this call were not happy, and they were firing away with serious questions. And frankly, I don't think they got the answers that they wanted. I think the answers they got only reinforced what they believe all along, that the SOS is really not that strong. I mean, you tend to wonder if she is really a Republican. Or truthfully, she should be totally nonpartisan in that position. But because she is a Republican and the only Republican in the executive office, I can understand where people would say, hey, you know what, we shouldn't go after her. But you know what? Reality is everybody should be doing the right thing in their job. And it's unfortunate we're not getting that type of play from our people. I mean, there's a lot of Republicans that are elected that make you question their party affiliation. And then you got to look at the Democrats that came to her rescue. So you got to start to wonder, are the Democrats on her team, or is she really a Democrat, or is she a Republican? And frankly, it should be like, you know, a nonpartisan office. She should just, you know, be elected and do your job. It's pretty amazing. Let's consider that Joe Gloria said that the election between Miller and Anthony was terrible. They should have had a redo. If that was the case coming from somebody in her office, why hasn't that happened? And then, of course, the state of Nevada's Democrats said no. So the reality is we're not getting consistency from our leadership, and that really is our problem.
Again, Pat Casale joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group and a political operative all across the state of Nevada. What is your sense then? I mean, I'm so confused. We're going to have Michael McDonald on Monday at 5, and we'll talk a little bit about the reams of evidence, thousands of pages, sworn affidavits, stuff like that.
122,918 pieces of evidence. I got stuff here. Maybe I'll fax you some of the information we have. But, you know, there's a lot of questions about what happened. And frankly, 3,987 non-citizens voted. 1,506 deceased voters. They tried to make the claim that before the election was certified, these people might have died between the time they voted and it was certified. You know, that doesn't make sense. You know, 2,468 changes of address to out-of-state locations. You know, there's some question about duplicate voters, 42,284. 15,164 non-Nevada mailing addresses. You know, 8,842 commercial registration addresses. 8,111 non-existent addresses or vacant lots. I mean, it's stuff like that. You got to say to yourself, what in the hell's happening? You know, and when you consider that there were several races that were decided by under 1,000 votes, these kind of numbers could turn everything around. And this is not about Donald Trump. Let me just say that up front. This is not about Donald Trump becoming president. This is about normal races in the state of Nevada that are questionable. Like Becker. Becker might have got screwed. Stavros Anthony may have gotten screwed. I mean, these are the kind of things that should not happen. We're in 2021. This isn't Boss Tweed days in the late 1800s where you vote Tammany. This is Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the United States of America where your vote should count, and it should be done legally.
So what is your sense? I mean, Barb Zagavsky, and I've only met her a couple of times, nice lady. I assume she is a, not a conservative, but she's a Republican. Is she just not seeing something? Is it a matter of she doesn't have the soldiers to investigate? Why is this still hanging fire 100 days into the Biden presidency?
All right, let me just say this. Number one, Barbara Sugatsky is a very nice lady. Okay, personally, she's a nice lady. However, are they understaffed or underfinanced? That's possible, but that's not the real reason. I think Barbara Sugatsky is not on the level. I think part of her may be partial because of who's in office, where the power is. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, in fact, when you look at Nevada Republicans, some of the things they've done over the last 6-8 years, you got to start scratching your head and going, why would they do such a thing? Like, the largest tax hike in Nevada history came when Republicans were dominant in Carson City. How does that happen? How can that possibly be the case? And it's stuff like that that you have to ask yourself that question. And that's the reality of what we're looking at across the board. I mean, when you get in office, I remember last year I've argued, or a couple of years ago, Settlemyer up north wrote me about it. He's like, we have to do this as a bargaining chip, where they went after a fuel tax up in the rurals. But the rural people said no. If the rural people don't want it, why should somebody in Clark County go after a tax hike on fuel in the world? To me, that's wrong. And once again, that was Scott Hammond. I mean, nice guy. He called me up. You got a problem with me? I got a problem with taxes. Here's the problem. In Nevada as a whole, right now, what we're seeing is a problem. And, you know, gaming is going to be changing. I mean, we're no longer the gaming capital of the world for sports. I mean, it's now in Arizona. So there's so many things changing. You know, why aren't we open? You know, they want to play this game of keeping us shut down for the longest time, and we want to limit things. We should be open and firing away. I mean, with common sense, we're not doing that. We live in the desert. There's a lot of sun. The sun will kill COVID. Businesses need to open. We need to thrive again. And all they're doing is they're throwing all this money all over the place, and they're going to have to tax the hell out of us. You and I, Kevin, neither one of us make $400,000 plus a year. I guarantee we're going to get impacted by all these tax hits that they're talking about. Look at the stock market the last couple of days. Things are not as stable as people think, and we're going to make ourselves not competitive worldwide. And if you listen to the speeches yesterday regarding climate, everybody, all the other countries, we're glad the United States is back. Ask yourself a question to why. Because the United States is going to finance the damn thing.
Yeah.
Or the American people. I mean, the bottom line is you're asking the American people to finance the world's problems. You know, Donald Trump pissed off some heavy-duty people who were making lots of money at our expense, and he cut into their pockets. That's the reason they hate him. Think about it. You and I were around when Richard Nixon was impeached, and this is a guy who ends up becoming a consultant to a Democratic president, Bill Clinton. You think there's ever going to be a chance where they're going to bring in Clinton, Donald Trump to be a consultant on anything? The answer is no. They want to kill the guy because he cost people lots of money. People in this swamp that is so deep, we can't even fathom how deep. The depths are unbelievable.
I love it when you get all fired up. If folks want to reach out to you again, whether it's insurance or politics, how can they find you?
Please call me on my cell, 702-286-1014, 702-286-1014. I'd be more than happy to answer any and all your questions. My associates in the office, the Kirsten and Michelle, would do the same. We're here to help. I mean, the truth be told is, you have to be informed. You want to know where you're at. And right now, things are opening up, and we know we have a more clear path to help our clients and you.
Hey, Pat, you have a good one, my friend. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin. God bless.
Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, our go-to guy when it comes to health insurance. And all of us need to have health insurance. Everybody gets sick. Everybody. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for no cost, no obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Washington politicians are at it again, and Nevadans will pay the price if they get their wish. Washington is now toying with ending the filibuster in the U.S. Senate. This partisan tactic will put one-sided politics on steroids, making it easier for those in power to ram their partisan agendas through Congress. But you can help stop this partisan power grab and support the filibuster and Nevada values. Join Americans for Prosperity and the Libre Initiative Thursday, April 29th at 6 p.m. in Pahrump at the Grill Room at Mountain Falls. Then on Friday, April 30th, join us in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel at 6 p.m. Senator Cortez Masto needs your encouragement to keep her word and stand up to Washington and oppose ending the filibuster. That's Thursday, April 29th, 6 p.m. in Pahrump at the Grill Room at Mountain Falls. Then Friday night, April 30th at the Ahern Hotel. For more information, check us out on Facebook at Americans for Prosperity Nevada. paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana.